So we're now a couple of weeks into this new season here in the Northern Hemisphere. It's the fall season. And in Austin, Texas, where I live, it's been amazing to get out of the 100 degree summer weather into the relatively cool 60 to 90 degree weather. So very nice transition. But as they say in Ayurveda, all diseases begin in the transition of the seasons. So we want to be extra mindful of our routines, habits, sleep, exercise, water, self-care things, yoga, meditation, in these transitions, these juncture points. And in Ayurveda, there's sort of three, sometimes technically four seasons, but I consider it that just going with the solstice and equinox, that when we have the fall equinox, which we just had on September 22nd, now we're in the fall season. So the fall season is predominantly Vata dosha, air and ether element. And in Ayurveda, the sister science of yoga, everything can be understood through the five elements, which are distilled down to the three doshas. And we all have a predominant dosha. So for those of you in the membership, you know I'm teaching all about Ayurveda this month. And here on the podcast, I wanted to share a little bit, just some things you can do to optimize this time of year. So in Ayurveda, the main teaching, like increases like, and opposites bring balance. Like increases like. So the air, the temperature, the trees, everything is a little cooler and crisper and drier. So if we increase those qualities in our diet by having raw foods, uncooked foods, in our routines by having irregular habits, not sleeping enough, not getting enough exercise, hydration, good foods, processed foods, sugary foods, these things increase the Vata dosha. And we're likely to have the symptoms of excessive Vata at that point, with digestive issues, cold hands and feet, fear, anxiety, worry, doubt, confusion, overwhelm. These are all excessive Vata traits. Anybody can have them, regardless of your predominant dosha at birth. This is called your Vikriti, your current state. So everybody in the fall season has an increase in Vata dosha. So like increases like. If we do more of those things I mentioned, we're going to have more of those issues I mentioned. But if we do things that are cultivating the opposite, opposites bring balance. So rather than irregular schedule, we have a regular schedule. Rather than eating cold foods, we eat warm foods. Rather than raw foods, we have cooked foods. Rather than doing a bunch of activities and spreading ourselves thin, we just focus on one thing at a time. And rather than accumulating a bunch of new ideas and new projects and new initiatives, we finish what we've already started. So if you listen to the Quiet Mind Astrology podcast that I also host, wherever you find this podcast, you can find that one, Quiet Mind Astrology. I share about the other sister science of yoga, Vedic astrology, or Jyotish. And this month, we got Mercury going retrograde. We got some big stuff going on. You can listen to it there. But in short, all of that is going to increase Vata dosha as well. So it's very important to do things that are grounding, centering, and warming. Those are the three key words over this quarter of the year from October, November, and December. Grounding, centering, and warming. Even just saying them, I feel a little more grounded. So remember that mantra. And when in doubt, grounding, centering, and warming. And in the yoga practices here, I'll be sharing practices to do that over the next 3 months. And those of you in the membership, that's what we're doing every class, all week, 6 classes a week inside the membership. But here on the free podcast, I'll be sharing practices as well. And if you join the Quiet Mind community, that's the email list I send out occasionally. Go to quietmind.yoga, sign up for any of my free offers, and you'll get that update. And I'll be sending out a list very shortly here this week, sort of routines for the fall season. So it's just a little checklist, something you can put on your fridge. When in doubt, reference this list. If you feel the excessive Vata creep up, anxiety, cold hands and feet, overwhelm, worry, doubt, insecurity, ground, center, and warm your body. And I'll have some specific ways you can do that on that free PDF download. And it's something I've had on my fridge over the years as well, especially when I had Vata excessive issues. I had all of those issues. I'm Vata dosha by nature. And interesting thing is you can change that in your current state. So I became pitta excess at different times, kapha excess at different times. So we can be excess in any of the elements, but for most of us in the fall season, we've got to be extra mindful about the air and ether element. And in my classes, I like to make sure we do that as well. And today's class, very simple grounding body scan meditation. And for me, when I did a 10-day meditation retreat years ago, my Vata dosha was real unhappy about this sitting down doing nothing thing for 10 days. I tend to have so many ideas and inspiration and all these, I want to do this and that. And that's the Vata at its best when it's creative and insightful, but it can quickly turn to overwhelm and anxiety and having too many ideas and analysis paralysis. So directing all that attention to the present moment experience in your body is really powerful, and it really harnesses that energy. It teaches us to not let it get scattered, but to harness it and direct it like a laser pointer. And for me in my 10-day sit, it took me about 7 days to be able to even scan past my stomach, to just get to my stomach, and I would just check out, right? And that's some stomach trauma as a kid, so it's understandable. We all have our things, but every time I'd get there, my mind would just disappear, and then the hour would go by, and I don't even know what happened. Then start over, come back, do another hour, get to my stomach, and disappear. Right. So we're doing Vipassana. It's basically what this is today, is a body scan, a version of it. But we would scan very slowly through the whole body with no guidance. Very challenging for a Vata mind. And the idea, what I found ultimately very helpful, is if we can keep our attention that present and focused and harness it to be able to bring awareness to every part of our human body in the present moment, then we can do anything with ideas. We can take an idea from the ethers and put it into the earth and manifest an idea into action, which is very challenging for a Vata dominant type. But for any type, we're all in general, for most people, we're in a Vata excess because of all the technology and the constant stream of thousands of different websites and information and ads every day. That's all Vata excess. So we all need this skill. It's like a superpower in the modern day to be able to harness and focus our attention where we want it, when we want it. And that's what the Buddha taught was so important. That's what all the yogis of old taught were so important. That's a superpower. If we can harness our attention and choose to focus it in a direction and keep it there and sustain it, that's a superpower. We can really make use of our energy and ideas and not let them go to waste and not get scattered, overwhelmed, anxious, all these things. So we'll do that today in the practice, and I'll give you some time in silence to practice just noticing your breath as well. If you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps a lot. And check out quietmind.yoga, and you can sign up for any of my free offers there. And I'll be sending out an email newsletter very shortly that has the fall season suggestions, things you can try. And if they don't work for you, try something else. Like increases like, opposites bring balance. That's the mantra to remember. And if you notice you're getting too far in any of these elements or doshas, cultivate the opposite to come back to balance. All right, thanks for listening and enjoy your practice.
All right, let's find a comfortable posture. You could be sitting or laying down, whatever you want to work with today. I'll let us know when we're halfway through. So if you want to stay sitting for half of it and then lay down for half, you could do that. Generally, when you're sitting up, it's nice to have something under your tail or at least to sort of arch your back a little bit so you're more leaning forward than rounding and falling back. So sitting up on something can help with that. And eyes can be closed or resting on a single spot in front of you. Hands can be down or up. Again, whatever feels most natural for you. And just make any last little adjustments so you feel like you could stay here for a long time without any discomfort. Of course, if you need to move later, that's totally fine. But as best you can, getting comfortable here. And we'll start with sort of a body scan, a little awareness of what's happening in the present moment in the body for the first half. And the second half, we'll be a little more open-ended, and I'll talk a little bit less. So start by just noticing the most obvious sensations. Is there any obvious tension in your body that can soften, like in the shoulders, the belly, the hands and feet? Is there any unnecessary tension that you can soften here? And notice the posture. In general, we want a more neutral posture. It makes it a little easier to stay in the position for a while. So not too rounded, not too extended in the spine. The shoulders tend to creep up towards the ears. So again, that's another area you can sort of soften the shoulders away from the ears. And again, relaxing the belly. So the belly tends to tighten up throughout the day as well. Just notice if there's any tension there that can soften. And now we'll start to scan from down from the head to the toes, the whole body, and just noticing what you notice. If you don't notice anything, that's totally fine. But we're helping to build the mind-muscle connection, and you might feel a little bit of electricity even when you do that. So just scanning down, and you might feel like temperature, hot or cold. You might feel sharp or soft, like rough or smooth textures with the air on your skin. Or just noticing whatever you notice, and as we scan, starting with the top of the head and the scalp. Sometimes you might feel like tingling sensation at the scalp. You might feel cold or warm from the temperature in the room. And move your awareness down to the ears. Not trying to make anything happen. We're not trying to make the body relax. We're just noticing what's there, becoming fully present to what's happening in the body. And notice the sensation in the forehead. Muscles around the eyes. There's a whole bunch of little muscles in the face. A lot of little areas that could tense up over time. Just noticing there, what's there. And the cheeks. And all the muscles of the face. The best you can, noticing any sensations there. Down to the neck, the front of the neck. The sides of the neck. And the back of the neck. To the left shoulder. And upper arm. And lower arm. And top of the left hand. And all the fingers of the left hand, the tops of the fingers. To the palm of the hand. Just noticing the whole left arm from the shoulder down to the fingers. over to the right arm, right shoulder. Right upper arm. Lower arm. And top of the right hand. All the fingers on the right hand, the tops of the fingers. To the palm of the hand and inside of the fingers. And all of the right arm from the shoulder down to the fingers. Move back up the arm to the chest, upper chest, shoulders. Noticing any sensations here. To the solar plexus, the front of the ribs. And all the way down to the stomach and the lower belly. And the internal organs. And to the upper back. In the middle of the back. And lower back. To the left leg, the left upper leg. Left lower leg. And left foot. Noticing all of the left leg from the upper leg down to the feet, or the left foot. And then switch over to the right upper leg. Noticing any sensations you notice here. The right lower leg. And the right foot. And all the right leg down to the toes. And again, back to the top of the head, and just noticing all of the front of the body from the top of the head down to the tops of the feet. And all of the back of the body from the top of the head to the back of the head down to the back of the heels. And the soles of the feet. Notice all the left side of the body. And all the right side of the body. And now the whole body, head to toes, front and back, left and right. So we're halfway through. If you want to adjust your posture, now I'll give you three options of where you can go from here. I'm going to give us less guidance and just have give you more space to do more personal practice. So first option is you repeat what we just did. Take about 15 minutes to scan down from the head to the toes. And if your mind wanders and you forget what you're doing for a moment, it's okay. It's totally normal. You can just start over and come back to where you left off. Second option is to count the breath, and this sometimes is a little easier, especially if you're more auditory. You can sort of imagine hearing the number, or if you're more visual, you can visualize the number and count down from 50 to zero in the average sort of breathing and meditation. That might take you about the whole 15 minutes to get to 50 to zero. So inhale 50, exhale 50, inhale 49, exhale 49, like that. And again, if you lose track, you just start over. And then the third and last option is just to open awareness. So no particular focus for the mind, and you just sort of remind yourself to be present to the moment. And if your mind wanders in a million different directions, it's totally okay. You just remind yourself to be present to whatever you're noticing and not sort of get lost in thought. So again, either the body scan, counting the breath down from 50 to zero, or just open awareness. Stick with one of those practices for the next 15 minutes, and we'll begin now. And I'll let you know we're about halfway through, just to remind you to come back to whatever you're focusing on. But you really have this time for yourself in silence. And we're about halfway through this part of the practice. Always start over at any time. No judgment. Just being with wherever you're at. I'll slowly start to transition from the meditation now. So you got to focus, just letting that go for now and starting to move your fingers and toes, just gently transitioning into movement. No sudden movements. And starting to move your wrists and ankles, arms and legs. And from laying down, you can stretch out or come over to your side, whatever feels good here. And eventually we'll all come up to just a comfortable seated posture where we started. And again, just find a little length in the spine, relaxing the shoulders, adding any movements that you want here. And bring the hands to the heart to close the practice, bowing the mind to the heart and to each other for creating the space to practice today. Thank you all for practicing.